known as the Pensacola Expert Panel, weekdays at 9.
Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg.
Meg sits down with local business owners and professionals to talk real solutions, real experience, and real-life questions. Pep Talk with Meg,
weekdays 9 to 11.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like the sands through Carpenter's Creek, so are the days of our Pensacola. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
My name is Girasol Alfonso. I'm a part of Defensa Gulf Coast, a local immigrant defense organization. And we've been coming here since January to demand that the mayor, D.C. Reeves, end his contract with Flock Safety. So Flock cameras, for those of you in the audience who may not know who they are AI-powered mass surveillance technology that basically track your everyday movements.
I wouldn't say that. I don't say they basically track your everyday movements. Basically is a weasel word. That's a term we use in logic. That's when you're actually saying something that's false, but you want to say it's close enough. It's not close enough. Flock cameras do not track your daily movements. What they do is they allow the police to go back and search a database of your license plates in various places where they happen to have the readers, and they can determine if you were at a place at a certain time, but it does not basically track your movements, especially if you're not involved in the car. Girasol Alfonso is one of the socialists. And by the way, I had been sitting on this. I just hadn't found a place where I wanted to do it. I'm going to do a funny to like now and at 7:10, because here I'm going to talk about the arguments the socialists have made against the Flock cameras and why they're all flawed and fallacious and full of great teaching tools for a logic instructor like me. I'm going to turn around and do the exact same thing when Grady Judd put out his 11-minute video yesterday, Sheriff of Polk County, defending Flock cameras. People on both sides of an issue can commit fallacies. People on both sides of an issue can engage in bad reasoning. So it's important to be able to recognize the bad reasoning and to figure out what the good reasons are. But anyway, so the socialists are winning, by the way, which, you know, a blind squirrel can be right once in a while. And the socialists are having their way, as I've said many times, and certainly they're thrilled and they're celebrating. So are the libertarians, you know, so are the conservatives, so are the people like me who, though we think this was kind of a clunky solution and we'd like to see a better solution, it's at least a solution for now. Okay, but back to Girasol Alfonso and the socialists and the arguments they were making against the Flock cameras, which were, as I said, all great teaching tools if you wanted to teach a logic class on how not to reason.
But the problem that we have with this, with these cameras is goes beyond the stuff that they do. So Mayor D.C. Reeves specifically signed this contract using funds that were supposed to be used for to help opioid victims with money coming from the opioid settlement abatement fund.
Okay, so this was one of their arguments at the city that they were upset with Mayor D.C. Reeves for not asking city council for permission, for not having an open conversation, and for using opioid abatement money to fund the Flock cameras that the city of Pensacola was using. The only problem is that these folks were also showing up at the county and protesting Flock cameras where they weren't using opioid abatement money for them. And in fact, they've set themselves up for a weird argument where they're now saying the big thing we don't like is the misuse of the opioid abatement money. And yet, well, they're still complaining about them for all kinds of other reasons. And so I never took them seriously when they made this claim.
As I said, the biggest thing is that this mayor should not have used these funds to fund this contract.
That's the biggest thing? That's not the biggest thing. That's just, you know, again, inaccurate speaking. He continues.
Cameras that have been used to wrongfully detain people. People have literally, because AI makes mistakes, people have literally been wrongfully detained, harassed by police. In Denver, there was a woman who was wrongfully accused of package theft.
Okay, true, but two problems. Problem number one, very, very low level of error. Okay, the cases of inaccurate or wrongful detentions are, I mean, you can count them. They're so small. But okay, fair enough. What's the problem with that? This is actually a good one to ask you. What's the problem with that argument? I won't give you the Jeopardy music, but what's the response to that argument? Oh, as opposed to the human beings who never make mistakes. You know, like eyewitnesses or mistaken identity. Or twins, you know, I remember, you know, my wife one time, she got rear-ended on the road and the cops wound up arresting the guy because there was a warrant out for his arrest for his twin brother. You know, like, the license plate readers and these cameras make mistakes. Okay, that's the wrong question. Every system for catching criminals makes mistakes. The question is how many mistakes out of how many engagements or interactions compared to humans, right? So, yeah, eyewitnesses are notoriously inaccurate. So just because you have the eyes of the AI does not mean that you, and they do make mistakes, does not mean that you haven't improved over the eyes of the police, which also make mistakes. The question is how many. We'll come back to this in a second because I think it's a good exercise. My mission in life, like I've literally prayed, God, tell me what my job in life is. He says to liberate people's minds. So my job literally is to teach how to think, to make people more skilled at the art of thinking effectively. And man, this conversation around license plate readers has been a great opportunity to teach people how to think. Because on both sides of the argument, there's so much bad thinking. We'll come back to it in a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash and injuries, Old Palafox Highway at Van Pelt Lane. Roadblock there, so just use caution. Also have a vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound right near Davis Highway. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Hero Solo Alfonso, one of the socialists that shows up at the, wherever they can show up as much as possible to protest everything they want to protest. But again, you know, kind of like the Pitchfork Posse folks in Milton, you got to give them credit. They're winning, you know. Though they might be wrong, though they might be wild and silly and misguided and not great at thinking, winning is winning in politics, right? Okay, so anyway, here's what he said.
Cameras are used and also in ways that we can't even 100% know how these cameras are used because there are no regulations behind it.
Okay, two different claims. We cannot know how they're used because there are no regulations. Well, false. There are a few regulations. You can say there are not as many regulations as we would prefer, and that's what's going to happen with the legislature next year, I am sure, as you know, the governor has called for, although he won't be governor at that time, but the incoming Senate pro tem has specifically said he's going to do that. But the fact that there are no rules doesn't mean we can't know how they're used. We very much know how they're used. We have talked to the police. We've explained how they're used. They have explained to us what they can input, what they can search for, what are the parameters, how they work. We knew lots about how they're used, even if there were not official state promulgated rules for their use. And then finally,
It goes against our Fourth Amendment rights, our privacy rights. You don't need a warrant to go into these cameras, into these networks, and see hundreds of thousands of cameras at once.
Okay, again, the premise, you don't need a warrant. That's correct. That doesn't mean it violates your Fourth Amendment. As we've explained many times, driving around in public is not a Fourth Amendment issue because you have no expectation or reasonable expectation of privacy out in public. Okay, so I do this not because Hirasol is wrong in his opposition to the flock cameras, just that literally every argument he made is a bad argument. The purpose of logic, you may not know this or you may not remember this, but the idea of logic and rules for reasoning is that if you know a set of facts that you can then produce inferences that produce good conclusions whose truth is at least as true as the facts you've used to produce them. Invalid reasoning or fallacious reasoning means starting from true facts. You know, if you start from false facts, I can't help you. That doesn't do anything for you. But if you start from true facts, you can produce conclusions that are not as true or not as reliable. The pattern of reasoning does not get you safely from here to there, so to speak. And all kinds of bad reasoning in all of this. But here's what I would say about the Fourth Amendment privacy issues. And again, if you've been listening to me for a long time, you've heard me say this. And I hate repeating myself. Just do. I understand it's important for education, but I just still don't like it. It's like, you know, when you've got that uncle who always tells you the same story every time you see him at Thanksgiving. You're like, you've told me before 5 times. And, you know, how dumb, you can't remember. That's how I always feel when I repeat myself. Like, there's somebody listening to all 20 hours of this show, and I said it once on Monday, I said it once on Friday. Ah, Andrew's repeating himself. That's in my brain. That's because that's how I judge other people. Anyway, so back to the point. It's not about your right to privacy the way we normally think about it. Because privacy is the thoughts in your head or the activity on your computer or the books you read or the things you own inside your own home or what you do with your spouse, okay? But it's a privacy adjacent thing, because what we do believe in is your ability to associate with other people at your choice without government oversight or even knowledge, the ability to move around freely. It's not so much a privacy right. It sort of is and it sort of isn't, because you're doing it in public, but that you have an expectation that you're not going to be surveilled all the time. It's, again, it's not exactly privacy. It's freedom of movement, because presumably if the government ever decides that they won't interfere with your freedom of movement or your freedom of association, or your freedom to shop where you want to shop or buy the things you want to buy, which are all important freedoms. It's not exactly a violation of your privacy, but it is definitely an infringement upon your freedom to have the government surveilling you in these things. And by the way, I know part of what Grady Judd is going to say or had said yesterday is, you know, that all kinds of people are observing your movements and they know all kinds of things about you. Yes, but it's different when it's government. But I'll come back to that at 7 o'clock. Like I said, this was the – I'm going to criticize the socialists for their bad reasoning when it comes 7 o'clock. I'm going to criticize the defenders of Flock for their fallacious reasoning, because I think it's important to be able to identify bad thinking wherever it shows up. To be ruthless about holding people to good standards of telling the truth, using good reasoning and inference, and then producing good conclusions from that. 620 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There's some words I'm going to say, and if I mispronounce them, I apologize, but here goes. Skill, Bosch, DeWalt, Delta, Hitachi, Makita, Husqvarna, Jet, Porter Cable, Apex, Bostitch, Hugen Cutters, Ket, QuickDrive, Buildex, Senco, Northrock, Wyco, Diamond. And at this point, you're like, is he making them up? No, this is, it's about 1/5 of the list of power tool manufacturing brands that Pensacola Hardware carries in stock. Like, I didn't even get through half the list. And I say that because they are your place for pro hardware things of all sorts of, you know, they sell things I don't even know what they are, okay? They have lines of concrete products that I could not tell you. Coatings and waterproofing. Just, like I said, all kinds of things. Sealants made by companies whose names I can barely pronounce, but that's the point. I don't need to know this stuff, but if you build or contract or repair for a living, oh man, they're your place. Go there. Talk to them. Find out. They speak your language. They've been doing this for 175 years since 1851, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Come on, start. Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
When you're finally off the clock after a long day, dishes put away, kids asleep, feet kicked up, heartburn. Don't let heartburn take over your hard-earned moment. Quick, Alka-Seltzer. Nothing works faster for heartburn relief. Alka-Seltzer effervescent tablets begin neutralizing stomach acid in seconds, so you can get back to your one more episode marathon. Quick, Alka-Seltzer. Because nothing works faster for heartburn relief. Use as directed.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Mike Ruzioni, with from Massachusetts.
Who do you play for?
I play for the United States of America.
That's all, gentlemen.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blam. I like you, boom, boom, bam. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, start somewhere down the lane.
Nothing like a good rap mix of gibberish from the 80s and 90s. 625 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I guess 90s on that one. Let's see. PJ has our traffic for us on the fives. PJ?
Still working that vehicle crash I-10 eastbound right near Davis Highway. No roadblock associated with that one. Also, a vehicle crash and injuries, Old Palafox Highway at Van Pelt Lane. Roadblock there. Use caution. I'm PJ through traffic on the five.
Thank you so much, sir. Let's see. David is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. The jury in Lindsey Clancy's murder trial is still deadlocked after 4 days of deliberations. They'll be back in the courtroom today to continue trying to reach a verdict. The judge could encourage the jury to keep deliberating, but if they remain deadlocked, eventually it could turn into a mistrial. Clancy's attorney says he would retry the case if there is a hung jury.
Police, by the way, they're not releasing the numbers, right? They're just saying they haven't reached a decision yet. Okay, which is
so far, yeah.
So, we've all seen 12 Angry Men. You know, it can be 11-1, and then it can wind up being 12-0 the other way. I mean, you know, things can happen. And this is
absolutely
the purpose of the system. The purpose of the system is a bunch of citizens to get together and decide. It's the last checkpoint against government abuse of power to make sure that people are not punished for something that the citizens are not willing to punish their fellow citizens for. So, I mean, juries are a beautiful thing, and, you know, that's the way we do this. Sorry, go ahead, David.
They're a beautiful thing until you get that jury summons in the mail.
Oh, no, I would love to serve on a jury. I will never serve on a jury doing what I do. I remember the one time.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, you served, right?
I did. I've had jury duty 3 or 4 times. I've never been able to get out of it.
That's funny. Yeah. The one time I actually got impaneled, but I got, you know, called back to the room. It was here. I'd never been, even gotten past that stage elsewhere. They brought me into the room, and I knew half the prosecutors personally because they were all in the Pensacola Citizens Police Academy with me at the time. And the judge is like, yeah, you can go. I would love to serve on a jury. I mean, I think it would be a valuable civic experience. Yeah. So go ahead.
Police in Tucson, Arizona, Andrew, investigating a shooting at a gay bar as a possible hate crime. Two men, 42-year-old Vincent Siqueiros and 33-year-old Cameron Capera, were killed in the bar's parking lot. Police say the suspected shooter also died in the incident. Investigators say the suspect had a note listing several LGBT-related businesses. And the USS Abraham Lincoln is now in Thailand on a 4-day rest stop after 9 months deployed. Of course, most of that supporting operations in Iran. It's the carrier's first full port stop after 286 days at sea. There's about 5,000 sailors and Marines that'll be heading ashore in Pattaya for some downtime. So I'm sure their taverns there are going to be making some money.
Yeah, it's going to be like the Boston taverns that ran out of beer when the Europeans came. You probably can't stock enough of it. There's no room to stock enough of the recreational alcohol. All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 628 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, big news yesterday, PJ. Did you see this? Miley Cyrus.
What about her?
Just Miley. She's gone the way of Oprah.
Oh.
And Cher and Madonna. She's...
That's a feud with her dad.
Ditching her last name. So she's just Miley now, apparently. I thought it was funny because the article kept referring to her as Cyrus. Like the way you do in journalism, you know, you say Donald Trump and then you say Trump or President Trump, but you know, you refer to the last name as a catch-all. So it kept saying Cyrus is ditching her name. And I'm like, but you keep saying it. So So I guess now we'd say, you came in like a wrecking. Because you don't say full words anymore. You just say.
Oh, yeah.
As a child, she starred in the TV show Hannah.
Hannah, not my Hannah.
David is over there laughing at me. He really cannot believe.
And you want a Marconi.
It's hard to accept at times.
Boo. Boo. Boo.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan. 6:29 on News Radio 92.3. We also have this in. Did you see Pringles has developed chips made for dipping? You ever tried to dip a Pringles chip in anything, a guacamole, a French onion?
Never.
No, because they're built not to be dipped. You'd be able to eat them on their own, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a silly thing to dip a Pringles chip. Why would you ruin them? Other chips need the help. Pringles does not. Well, now Pringles has caved, and they've made dippable chips. They are a little thicker, and they are sort of gently corrugated, I would say, you know, to add a little bit of structural durability to them. So, by the way, you know, you cannot put, like, a salsa on a Pringles. It'll just roll off, you know? So Pringles are, like, the worst chip for dipping, but that's because, PJ, you just eat them regular, right?
Yes, you do.
They don't need the help. They're good enough on their own. Why would you ruin them like this? But there you go. You got the Pringles corrugated corduroy chips.
I'm Therese Crowley. The possibility of a hung jury or mistrial looms over the Lindsey Clancy murder trial. The jury back for day 5 after telling the judge early Tuesday they were deadlocked. He sent them back in. Now a photographer arrested outside court, charged with trying to take pictures of the jury. Either side could call for a mistrial. And a judge in Utah rules the death penalty trial of alleged Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson can go forward. U.S. CENTCOM wraps up a new round of attacks on Iran IRGC targets.
Explosions have been reported near the Strait of Hormuz in Bandar Abbas and Keshem Island. As President Trump explains, if the failed nation of Iran retaliates for this very justified attack, they will be hit again at a much harder and higher level.
Fox's Peter Doocy. The House votes to condemn socialism as a soft form of communism. 8 Democrats joined the vote, which was overwhelming. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 77 degrees with mostly clear skies this morning. We'll check in with Channel 3, get our forecast here in about 3 minutes. Several local law enforcement agencies are ending their use of ALPR cameras. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office is ending its contract with Flock, cutting ties within 24 hours of the state's order to remove those cameras from state roadways and rights of way. Chief Deputy Randy Tift talked with Channel 3. He says the technology has been a big crime solving tool for the agency.
And it has
agency.
Solved major crimes throughout this county and provided victims closure on numerous homicides that we wouldn't have had a suspect as quickly as we did without these. So it's gonna set us back.
Tift told Channel 3 the county's got 20 of its own cameras on state roads that are already in the process of coming down, and Flock-owned units will be removed by the company itself. The Escambia Sheriff's Office, Pensacola Police, and Gulf Breeze Police are also ending their usage of the Flock cameras, at least for now. President Trump has nominated Acting Navy Secretary Hung Cao to be the new permanent secretary of the Navy. Cao served in that acting role since John Phelan left. That was an abrupt move back in April. Trump is urging the Senate to confirm Cao quickly. He's a retired Navy captain, previously ran for Congress and Senate, didn't win those races, though. Recently, he's drawn attention for meeting with families of sailors aboard the Abraham Lincoln. A lot of news on that with mental health issues aboard the ship after a record-long deployment supporting operations in Iran. A 13-year-old Crestview boy has been arrested after a threatening TikTok post targeting Crestview High, Davidson Middle, and Pineview School. Deputies say the case follows a similar arrest days ago involving a 12-year-old girl. Both of them appear tied to a viral TikTok trend, making mass shooting hoax threats Deputies were tipped off through Fortify, Florida, and say the teen confessed. When confronted, he faces three counts of making a written threat to conduct a mass shooting and one count of using a communication device to facilitate a felony. Well, Centuries Town Council has now approved a revised zero-interest repayment agreement with FDOT to cover more than $500,000 in utility relocation costs tied to Highway 29 work. The town had to move water, sewer, and natural gas lines at its own expense during the state project. Under the new terms, Century will repay the remaining balance through 13 annual payments starting in 2028 with no interest or prepayment penalties. The council approved that agreement in a brief meeting on Tuesday night. It is 6:34 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Traffic is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Taking a look at the big board, still dealing with that vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound right near Davis Highway. No roadblock associated with that one. Also have that vehicle crash and injuries, Old Palafox Highway at Van Pelt Lane. Still a roadblock there, so use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be dealing with a 40% chance of your showers and thunderstorms, high near 92 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Thursday, 60% chance of your showers and thunderstorms, high near 91. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Heading into Friday, 50% chance of rain, high near 91 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from your First Morning Weather Center.
77 degrees right now. We've got mostly sunny skies this morning. Our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Chevron has announced plans to more than double its oil production in Venezuela over the next 5 years through a $7 billion investment that expands its position in the South American nation. The company plans to increase its production in the country to 600,000 barrels per day, compared to around 280,000 barrels per day currently. Zelensky is urging airlines to avoid Russian airspace, warning that expanding Ukrainian drone operations are making the skies increasingly unsafe. CNBC reports that some Chinese and Gulf carriers continue to use the Russian airspace, despite most Western airlines avoiding it since Russia's full-scale invasion. Meta's $18 billion trial settlement could see it accelerate the launch of new artificial intelligence products. CNBC analysts note that tech firms often unleash a wave of products after resolving substantial lawsuits. However, there is skepticism around how successful Meta's scattergun approach will be. Futures are lower this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the fall semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
You know those big banks where you're just an account number, where customer service is a chatbot, and hold music is your least favorite song? Yeah, we're not that. We're Penair Credit Union. Local, member-owned, and actually built to work for you. With better rates, few, if any, fees, and service from people who know you by name. So why bank big when you can bank better? Visit penair.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, you know, definitely school is back in session because the numbers have come down on the totals, right? I mean, if you've been looking at, from July to now, went from 24,000 to last week around 19,000 coming over the bridge on the weekend. So it's decreased about 5,000 is that, as you see it stepped down over the last couple weeks.
This is Mike Burns. He is the executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, talking to the SRIA at their meeting last week about bridge traffic. As you heard him say, the, you know, kids are back in school, so the bridge traffic is down to the low, low number of 19,000 cars a day. Good Lord. I remember the presentation. I'm trying to remember who it was. It was one of the traffic engineers, I believe, and they were talking about basically, and I don't even know, was it a TPO thing? I don't remember where it was, but they were talking about the, you know, Bob Sykes Bridge and talking about traffic to Pensacola Beach and basically saying that, you know, look, we're at maximum volume. You know, we've done a lot of things to increase capacity. And in fact, one of the things he was saying was we ought to redefine our threshold for considering something a high volume traffic day to the beach because, oh, I want to say it was 10,000 cars over, maybe 15, I forget. But, you know, like, it's so often over that that it's almost a pointless thing to count that as a qualifying threshold. So, you know, I don't think we really resolved that issue of when we should consider it high volume, but 24,000 is high volume. 19 is still pretty high volume.
Economic impact is really kind of interesting. If you look at it, there was a couple of articles in the state papers the last few days talking about where tourism and the state of Florida is down substantially. Mainly the group that has not been coming to Florida has been Canadians. And so that's mainly air travel that we see.
Interesting note, you know, there's kind of these ongoing issues with Canada, but also that, you know, I don't think we here get as much of the Canadian visitors as we do drive markets, right? You know, people that live within, you know, probably 7 hour perimeter is roughly, you know, like Nashville, Atlanta, you know, some parts of Texas. Those are kind of that's where we think of our primary, I mean, obviously people do come here by air. I'm not saying they don't, but, you know, we're certainly a very high volume drive market. But our beach, even though the state has seen some of its numbers kind of wiggle a little bit and not in a good way, the Pensacola Beach continues to do great.
You look at the numbers here for Pensacola Beach and Tourist Development Tech, up 10.9% from last year. And year to date, we're up 7.2% in collection of bed tax. You can keep on going over the pages you see now where that number's gone from 40, 41 to now it's up to 43%. You see that the beach is the one that's still generating the funds for the county. So that's been very important, and it's been keeping us ahead of the rest of the state at this time and up to this point.
Yeah, even with, like I said, kind of the softening of the tourism numbers in the state, locally they're still doing great, and TDT money is that's the bed tax you pay, 5 cents on every dollar, and, you know, the visitation is up as well. Now, there were a couple of notes out of this meeting that I wanted to make you aware of. One is, you remember there was this issue about short-term rentals and all the problems around short-term rentals, like, you know, can't control the noise, don't know who to call when there's a problem. Hey, point of contact has been one of the issues. There's a variety of things that the SRIA is considering to, within the limited ability they have because of state preemption on short-term rentals, you know, what can we do to make this better for the island, for the neighbors, just in general? Well, they're working on it.
mentioned earlier, we did have our meeting with our committee on short-term a rental policy. Our attorneys, both Mary Jane and Heather, are working on that, on coming up with some information so they can put something together and hopefully have that back before the board for September 23rd meeting. And also staff is working to gather information and points of contact for our pet property management company so that we can fill in those gaps as well.
And like I said, he said it's going to come back on the September 23rd meeting. So if you are interested in being a part of that conversation, you want to attend that meeting out on the beach. They don't live stream. They just record the audio and, you know, then I listen to it. But it was interesting. We made Fox News and the New York Post the headline, Popular Florida Beach Town, thank you, cracks down on noise, traffic, and trash and traffic while weighing tighter vacation rental rules. Again, I saw it in the New York Post, but it originally was in a Fox News story. A popular Florida beach community is weighing tighter rules for its short-term vacation rentals after full-time residents have raised concerns about visitors' noise, overflowing trash, and parking complications. The proposal under consideration for Pensacola Beach could create a, yay, we made the national news, create a registry for vacation rentals. It could require owners to designate someone who can be reached 24/7 when problems arise, according to reports. It even quoted Rhonda Dorfman, president of the Pensacola Beach Advocates and a full-time resident of the island, tells Fox News Digital that one concern is giving law enforcement a clear point of contact when complaints are made at rental properties. She says, quote, the sheriff's deputies have a very difficult time finding out who's in charge here, noting that calls can involve complaints about noise and underage drinking and so forth. And, you know, it goes on and talks about the whole issue. I thought that was interesting that, you know, national news considered our questions about short-term rentals to be worth publication. When it's in the New York Post, I see it a little differently. And that's because historically, when, you know, the New York Post is a conservative leaning, right? It's sort of a tabloid, but it also has pretty good conservative news. And they recycle a lot of things that Fox News does. But they're definitely a very right-leaning news outlet. But they're also very pro-New York, which makes sense. It's the New York Post. It's not going to be anti its own state. That's not smart business. But what I've noticed recently is in the last couple of years, they will periodically come out with what I can only describe as a pure propaganda piece that talks about some weird story out of Florida. Oh, alligators, that's why you don't want to go to Florida. Oh, sharks, that's why you don't want to go to Florida. They've got meth in Florida. You don't want to go there because I'm sure New York is a drug-free state. But, you know, because they saw the numbers. They saw the mass exodus of New Yorkers fleeing the high taxes to go to Florida. And, you know, after COVID, we saw a lot of this too. And so in their minds, they're a publishing service and they want eyeballs. And so if the population declines significantly, guess what goes down? Advertising goes down and their circulation goes down. And so they have been very invested in, over the years, my own opinion, in every time there's a Florida story, how can we twist that story to make it anti-Florida and try to make people who might otherwise be thinking of vacationing there or living there not do it? So I interpret this kind of in that direction. It wasn't quite as bad as most of them, but I kind of like, why would the New York Post be doing this? Well, let's say, you know, oh, vacation rentals are going to get harder to live in or whatever, you know. Okay, that's kind of how I view it. 437-1621, final note in just a moment. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash and injuries, Old Palafox Highway at Van Pelt Lane. Roadblock there, use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. This came as a surprise to me, and I apologize. I cannot identify the speaker here. She was, they referred to her as an engineer. Charles Thornton is the chair of that board. And, you know, all of these boards do a different level of excellence when it comes to announcing speakers and identifying people. And he kind of mumbled it and I didn't understand it. And it's in a poor quality recording to begin with. So you get what you get. But the engineer made an announcement about a project that I didn't even know was going on. For those of you who live on or use the beach, especially the, you know, sound side, the quiet water side, this is a pretty good news note.
The Quiet Water Beach Boardwalk restroom renovation is substantially complete. It is actually open for use by the public now. We did our final substantial completion inspection walkthrough on August 14th. There's a handful of punch list items that they're going to work through, but none of it impacts use of the facilities.
Oh, cool. So the bathroom remodel project on Pensacola Beach on the Quiet Water and Sound side is done. So that's just good news. Kudos to the SRI for getting that completed. 6:48 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need to sell a home, buy a home, you want to move to the beach, let's say, or, you know, from the beach to the city or to the country or to Milton or to Pensacola or, you know, from any of those places, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can help you with that. And, you know, the choice of a realtor really does make a difference because, obviously, the biggest issue is, do you actually get a deal? Do you get it for the price you want? How stressful is it between here and there? How long does it take? Right? These are all relevant concerns. Plus, it's, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's a big decision in life. You want to make sure that you've got somebody helping you who really knows what they're doing. Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team, they really know. In the last calendar year, in 2025, they sold 206 homes. In the last 12 months, since like September to September, they sold 270. So it's accelerating. It had been previously three and a half a week. Now, last year it was 4 a week, and now in the last 12 months, it's 5 a week on average. That is crazy. All that means is a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom, a lot of expertise to help you get through the process and get the result you want and just get a result. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids Max Strength. Its dual-active formula has 1,500 milligrams of calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaids spells powerful relief. 1,500 milligrams is our highest amount of antacid per tablet. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to The Fish House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing ABC at The Fish House, featuring Good Boy Vodka ready-to-drink cocktails, Rosh Hashanah at Jackson's, Jazz at Jackson's with Ellen Vinson, Fall Harvest Dinner at Angelina's, and celebrate Thanksgiving with Great Southern, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
They fly now! They fly now!
I think that I'll keep loving you way past 65. We made a language for us two, we don't need to describe. Every time you call on me, I drop what I do. You are my best friend and we've got some things to do.
Oh man, I love keeping an archive of the things that I have used on the show because I was able to go do a quick look and I did actually find the reference I was talking about for how we count high volume days out on Pensacola Beach going over the Bob Sykes Bridge. It was Destin Taylor, who's a traffic engineer with DRMP, talking to the TPO back in May of this year, made the comment that 20,000 vehicle days are the threshold and that we do it so much that that's become almost an, you know, irrelevant threshold to be counting, you know, over under 20,000, because it really ought to be more like, you know, 22 or 23 or 24,000. Anyway, just, you know, follow up on the comment that I made a moment ago. All right, let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Good morning. Iran has launched drone attacks against U.S. allies in the Gulf early Wednesday, setting a fire at a residential complex in Kuwait City. Bahrain says it intercepted incoming Iranian drones, and Iraq reported stopping 10 explosive-laden drones near Erbil. The attacks followed overnight U.S. strikes on Iranian targets. Officials say one U.S. strike hit a Iranian officials say that one U.S. strike hit a wedding party, killing five people. A Utah judge has ruled the murder case against 23-year-old Tyler Robinson can move forward. Robinson has pleaded not guilty to aggravated murder and other charges in the shooting of Charlie Kirk. Prosecutors say there is enough evidence to proceed. Robinson's attorneys argue the evidence is insufficient. He's due back in court October 23rd. And Apple Maps, Andrew, now showing Lake Ontario as Lake America for U.S. users following President Trump's executive order renaming the lake. Canadian users will continue to see Lake Ontario. Users elsewhere will see both names. Google Maps already made that change over the weekend.
I mentioned the story yesterday that MapQuest, that nobody's used in like 10 years, is the number one download for phones because it still says Lake Ontario and
right.
Gulf of Mexico, both. So people are fleeing, apparently, to MapQuest in protest over, you know, they want the authentic.
MapQuest is back.
My wife made a joke yesterday. She's like, with constantly, you know, Trump constantly changing these names, you know, our kids were already bad at geography. How are they going to, you know, like, how are they going to keep up? There's a Babylon Bee headline that, you know, poor seventh grader fails geography test as Trump renames everything in the middle of the test. Which, at the same time, you might say this, that actually it makes geography easier. Everything's just named America. If you don't know, partial credit, guess America. Well, you'll probably be right. All right, David.
He could go the way we go here and just rename it every, you know, 5 miles or so.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
flip it
true.
Back and that, forth.
That's
yeah.
funny. It could be like a Bayou Brent, Softly, or, you know, Pretty Dokey Drive, right? That's also Pace. How could it be? Well, it is. Look on the map. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. PJ has traffic on the fives.
All right, we have a brand new vehicle crash on the board, and that is Avalon Boulevard at Cyanamid in Milton. Roadblock there. Use caution. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Somebody says we should be able to opt out of stupid name changes. Yeah, I mean, I do. I don't. Trump does have the authority. It doesn't mean that I have to say it. I can say, I still don't say, what's the Washington football team? What do they call them now? The Nationals?
Oh, Commanders.
The Commanders, that's right. I just say it's the Washington, don't call them the Redskins. You know, it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's still the Cleveland, don't call them the Indians. Like, what is theirs now? The Sentinels or the, what is
that? I don't know.
No, the Cleveland baseball team name. I can't even think of it. It's just, all these name changes. Oh, you know what? On this note. Okay, I have seen, oh, man. I really, really hate bad thinking. I do. And I hate inconsistency and hypocrisy, and I hate people who lie about the past. I have seen several different versions of this. The general tone is something like this. This is one post I saw said it this way. I have to admit, I'm enjoying watching some of my friends suddenly discover their deep, almost sacred reverence for historic names now that Donald Trump has renamed Lake Ontario as Lake America. Where was that passionate defense of tradition we spent the last decade playing cultural Mad Libs with names? The Cleveland Indians become the Guardians. The Redskins become the Commanders. Aunt Jemima was evicted and replaced by Pearl Milling. Uncle Ben became Ben's original. Native American woman disappeared from Land O'Lakes butter. Eskimo Pie became Edie's Pie. The Dixie Chicks became the Chicks. Lady Annabelle became Lady A. And it goes through all of the different examples of all of these things. You know, we don't call them a master bedroom anymore. We call it a primary bedroom because, you know, Fort Bragg, Fort Liberty, Fort Hood, Fort Cavazos, Fort... Okay. And then it says, I think it's hilarious, essentially, that after having seen all of these name changes, now the only person who's not allowed to change names is Donald Trump. Okay. Sir. You opposed all of those name changes, as did I. Either be pro-name change and accept them all, okay? The liberals who, for political correctness reasons, embraced name changes, should also embrace name changes, although at least they can make the argument that this isn't a woke name change. It's not getting rid of something offensive, but at least... If you're going to be for name changes, be for name changes. But especially if you've been a person who's been anti-name change, which has been my position, be against name changes when Trump does it too. I even said, somebody claimed that Glenn Beck had put out I don't know, maybe he did. But I am sure that Glenn Beck opposed all the name changes back then. And at least if you're going to oppose them by everybody. You know, if you wanted and are glad that it became again Fort Bragg, that's the point. So this revisionist history as though you were fine with all of those name changes and now that's why you're fine with Trump. If you criticize those, and you all did. Rightly so. Pearl Milling Company was stupid. Getting rid of the Washington Redskins was stupid. Getting rid of the chief at University of Illinois, my alma mater, was stupid and unnecessary. Getting rid of the monument on top of the hill here in Pensacola was stupid and unnecessary. You know, like all of these things. If you oppose them, don't roll over now because a guy you like is doing the cultural revision. Be against it. Anyway, I just, what did somebody say yesterday? Andrew, take a breath. Okay, fine. But irrationality infuriates me. And then pretending, you know, that you used to have a view that you never had. Okay, all right. Oh, this is an amazing story. It's very significant. You know the floods in Nepal, obviously. But right as the flood was happening, as the mudslide and everything was happening, there were early kind of warnings had come in. Like somebody had called this school that's right on that river. And then a parent had, like, come to pick up their kid because they had heard something was happening. Well, this was before there was any official alerts or warnings or whatever. So the principal of this school in Nepal took the 900 students that were in the school building and said, "We're running to the hill." They ran to the hill, and he saved 900 children by early
action.
Listen
on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze.